Good morning. It's Friday, the 25th of November. I'm Claire Johnston, and you're listening to The Courier Daily. Today, in our Friday news review, Live News team leader Brian Copeland will be looking at the aftermath of the recent flooding across the region and what, if anything, can be done to prevent it in future. The Courier. Local matters. Catch up on all the important issues affecting our communities at thecourier.co.uk. Now, severe heavy rainfall across Tayside and Fife in the last week saw a month's worth of rain hit some areas in just 48 hours. The result was, of course, significant flooding, school closures and transport disruption, with rescue missions held in Fife and Angus as homes filled with floodwater. Well, to look at the aftermath of the disruption and what, if anything, is being considered to try to prevent it in future, I'm joined by Live News team leader Brian Copeland. Brian, let's start, if you would, just by detailing the scale of the damage that we're talking about.
Yeah, we saw flooding hitting almost every part of Tayside and Fife. We had rivers and burns across the region bursting their banks. As you see, Angus and Fife were particularly badly hit. We had residents being evacuated from houses in places like Brecon, where they were actually given shelter for the night, as well as Pitscotty in Fife and further up the road in St Cyrus. We had dozens of roads across the region flooded and impassable, which led to Angus schools closing and school transport also being cancelled. And we had, of course, damage to several properties due to the floodwater.
So we've got some residents in parts of our region saying they're living in constant fear after repeated flooding. Which communities are most at risk?
Well, several areas are badly affected. We've got people in Brecon, of course, where they claimed they'd been let down by the town's own flood defences. There was claims that part of that defence failed and they were left to defend their own properties as a result. The council admits that that was the case, but insisted that it stood by its decisions to protect people over property. We've also heard from people in Abernethy and Perthshire, where residents say they've been flooded for the second time in 9 weeks. They say they're living in constant fear of storms, and some of them are now facing being out of their homes for Christmas. And we've also spoken to people in Dundee. There were flats on Dalmahoy Drive in Downfield that were flooded, and residents saying they think work on a nearby housing scheme has exacerbated the problem there, and they want a longer-term solution. There have also been problems and concerns in other areas like Invergowrie.
So what are local authorities saying about, you know, flood prevention and support for people affected as well? I see that Broughty Ferry residents are accusing authorities of passing the buck.
Yeah, well, we actually saw flooding in Broughty Ferry at the start of this week. So after all the flooding we had at the end of last week, that was at a regular hotspot close to the Occidental Bar. The owner of that pub says Dundee City Council and Scottish Water have failed to prevent flooding at that location. The council says it's regularly cleaning drains and gullies, and Scottish Water admits there's no easy solution to the problems there. You just get a sense that authorities across the region are really struggling to cope with the level of extreme weather we're seeing. We're having more unprecedented weather events, and the infrastructure is failing to deal with it.
Okay, well, meantime, let's hope the weather's a little bit kinder to us in the next few weeks. Let's move on to slightly happier news. There's lots of events lined up for the coming week. What are some of the highlights that we can look out for?
Yeah, we're getting into the festive spirit in Dundee. So we've got Winterfest returning to Slessor Gardens from this weekend, which is the Christmas event that we saw last year with ice skating, a Christmas market, kids' rides and a bar. And it's taking place at Slessor Gardens down at the waterfront until the 1st of January. We've also got a new event in Dundee happening in the city centre on Saturday, which is the Dundee Hooley, which is a St Andrew's Day celebration with a parade through the city centre and live music down at City Square. And there are also celebrations for St Andrew's Day in Perth City Centre across Saturday and Sunday. Lots going on in the city centre itself, with live music from the likes of Dougie McLean and Red Hot Chili Peppers, a parade and lots more going on. So plenty to look forward to over the next few days.
Good stuff as always. Thank you, Brian. Thanks for joining us today on The Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts, and don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back on Monday for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.